Here's a sign of another lingering trace of war on the Korean Peninsula, but this one's about food and the way military life overseas can plant a subculture in the U.S. Killeen, Texas is the home of the U.S. Army base Fort Hood, but it's also become a bastion of Korean food in Texas. Veronica Zaragovia has the story of one Korean-American couple in Killeen and the food that brought them together.
At Koreana, one of about 8 Korean restaurants in this Texas town, Hyusun Tartalia is in charge. Hyusun has a devoted clientele, many of them military. Her husband, William Tartalia, says they're more like family than customers.
Yeah. She's had some customers actually come and see her before they went home and seen their parents when they came back from overseas.
Hyusun says they try to talk to her about their problems with their moms or their girlfriends, even though she doesn't speak English all that well.
Some boys come into maybe his girlfriend problem, yes, or maybe mama problem, is talking. Oh, yeah, okay, yes.
Hyusun says it's the customers who've served in Korea who can handle her spiciest dishes, like tteokbokki.
Yes, a very spicy thing, I love it.
It's a soup with noodles, vegetables, and bulgogi, thinly sliced marinated beef or pork. It kind of makes sense that Korean food ties people together here. It's how the Tartalias met. Hyusun was working in Nakatusa. It's a snack bar for Koreans who work alongside American soldiers in South Korea. One of Williams' friends used to eat there a lot.
His name was Steve. He just thought, I guess, that we would be good together.
He kept nagging them to get together for lunch. They finally agreed to meet to get Steve off their backs so they could go on with their lives.
Obviously, it didn't work out that way. We've been together almost 18 years now, so...
The Tartalias moved to the States and settled here in Killeen, and so have many other Korean-American couples. Killeen's population is almost 2% Korean. William is retired now, so he helps Hyusun buy supplies for the restaurant. Sometimes he stocks up at the big Korean supermarket in town, O-Mart, where you can get anything from expensive Korean rice cookers to special refrigerators to store kimchi, spicy pickled cabbage. Captain Javita Fazion says she's addicted to kimchi at Koreana, even though she's never served in Korea. Some of her fellow soldiers introduced her to it.
Since they've gone and they've talked about it so much, I guess you could say I'm hooked on the Korean food because I love kimchi now. So every time we come to lunch, I either get the kimchi fried rice because that's my favorite.
At lunch, people from the base pack the restaurant. But come dinner time, you're more likely to find Korean Americans sharing a family meal.
My name is Mie. Last name is Pyeon. It's Korean name.
She's the wife of a pastor at a Korean American church here in town. She says the food at Koreana is just as good as anything you can get back home. And that's not always a good thing.
I miss home and mom is cooking. Yeah, I miss them. And then realize food is making them more homesick.
She's surrounded by other Koreans and the smell of home. You know, if this restaurant weren't located in a cookie-cutter strip mall in a Texas town, Pyeon could close her eyes and make the 7,000-mile distance to Korea disappear. For the world, I'm Veronica Zaragovia, Killeen.